Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Tuesday. Welcome in to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a great show for you guys. It is a Tee It Up Tuesday, and we are talking plenty of golf. Sean Najad going to join me here in moments to break down the Memorial Tournament. I'll also give out my thoughts. Really like the card this week. We got all the world's best on the PGA Tour teeing it up at Muirfield Village. Also going to talk baseball. Every team in MLB in action. We'll dive in to some of our favorite bets there, and then we'll continue previewing Game 1 of the NBA Finals and also the Stanley Cup Final as well. Kate Constable going to join me later on in the show for some of her thoughts and model making money, and then we wrap everything up with our best bets for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have, you can go to twitch.tv/BetQL. You can also go to YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Let us know anything that's on your mind, especially if it's golf. Going to be talking plenty of that today. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, you can go check out the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the glass or guest line. Sean Najad joins us. You can follow him on X at Sean Najad, analyst and host for Monumental Sports Network and Sportsline. See, I'm really fired up for the tournament, man. Memorial's always a great one. It's a big boy golf course. We got a lot of the world's best teeing it up this week. What can you tell us about kind of your thoughts on the course as you're handicapping it this week and what kind of golfers you're looking to attack?
PJ, thanks for having me on. And can I just say, the optics, I know I've been on this show before, the optics of this show are fantastic. Shout out to the producers. I love everything that's going on here. I just felt like I had to say that. What am I looking for at Muirfield? Listen, I think this is going to be a pretty tough test. I'm looking for guys that are going to be accurate off the tee. Obviously, I'm looking for the entire game. I think everything's going to come into play. You know, I'm putting not so much. I think these greens are pure. Some of team no putt can succeed here. Around the green play is going to be important. Bunker play is going to be important. But I want guys that are accurate off the tee and dialed in with their approaches. If they're accurate and they're kind of shorter, which is usually the case, I don't want super short hitters. But if they're accurate and they're shorter, the long irons are certainly going to come into play. They'll come into play regardless. So again, iron play, mid to long irons, accurate off the tee. Length is going to be great. I would love length, but I'm going to favor accuracy over length, and then short game, specifically around the green play. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah, I mean, the rough this week is penal. It is really tough there, so I agree with you. Accuracy is going to be huge. See, let's talk about the top of the odds board. Certainly, every time Scotty tees it up, he's going to be a favorite, and he's going to be a big favorite. He's plus 350 this week. Then you got Rory and Xander coming off his first major. Both are plus 900. And then Colin Morikawa, the ball striking is back, and we know when Colin is at his best, he's one of the best ball strikers, one of the best iron players. He's 12-1, a past winner here as well. So looking at those four names, any of those guys that you're backing this week, whether it's outright or matchups or maybe top five, top 10?
Yeah, it's Colin Morikawa. I like 12-1. I think maybe this line comes down to 14-1 if you wait on it, because that would probably be a more palatable number for me. But, and by the way, I like the markets that are offered. And you know, most books offer the without Scotty Scheffler market. I like that too. But Colin Morikawa is the guy I'm focused on. You mentioned the ball striking, which appears to be back. What's so crazy about Colin Morikawa is the whole game appears to be back. I mean, we, you know, flash to when he broke out onto the scene, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. We're seeing that Colin to a large degree, specifically with the short game. Like, he has been very, very dialed in with the short game, which we just talked about is going to be very important here. So I like Colin Morikawa from a ball striking standpoint, but I like the complete game. I think 12-1, 14-1 is a fair number on Colin. You know, I do think Scotty's going to win the tournament, but I think if somebody were to steal his thunder, it would be Colin Morikawa.
So you like Scotty. Anybody else you think is worth a bet at this point in time? I think that like 18-25-1 range, C, is really interesting. Hovland won last year. Cantlay's always a great bet here. Ludvig is somebody I really like this week. Any other guys that are going to make your card this week?
So Ludvig and Hovland, I think, are the guys that are the most intriguing to me. Ludvig, we're just not exactly sure the state of his game because of the, you know, the knee injury that doesn't seem to be too significant, but I don't know if it's, you know, keeping him away from golf. I don't know what he's been doing over the last few weeks. That leaves me a little tentative with Ludvig, but I don't think it's a bad bet. I think Hovland is a very interesting bet as well, for kind of obvious reasons. I don't know if you want me to go to the long shot range, but Will Zalatoris is a very, very big long shot. I got to check his numbers at BetMGM, but he's anywhere between 55-75-1. And that, to me, for a guy who is clearly not in good form recently, but we saw good form from him earlier in the year, a guy that's had 3 weeks off to potentially, theoretically, improve the short game, a guy that we know is a good ball striker who can likely keep it in the fairway and get dialed in on the approach play, that's been good on comp courses. He seems way too long to me. And just to illustrate that, at the U.S. Open, look at the odds there. He's 25-1 in most markets, but you can get him 60-70, 75-1 this week. It's very interesting.
It's a really good call. He is 60-1 on BetMGM. I think that's a great flyer to take Willie Z this week. How about on the other side, Sia? Anybody that you're looking to fade this week, whether it be in matchups, maybe even to miss the cut possibly?
Yeah, I don't know about missing the cut, but I don't think I'm going to be on Patrick Cantlay. I understand the course fit. I understand the course history. He's a guy that's just not in good enough form to over, like, the course history to me isn't going to overcome the just terrible recent form. It would if this tournament wasn't littered with extreme talent, but it is. We literally have, other than the LIV guys, which we'll see next week, we literally have every other great PGA golfer. And I just don't think we can lean on Patrick Cantlay's course history and say, oh, he's going to do great. He's going to top five this tournament. I would likely fade him in matchups if you know, if the matchup was right, right? Some of these guys like Colin Morikawa, for example, maybe Victor Hovland, I'd consider taking over Patrick Cantlay depending on what the number is. Guys like him, Max Homa, another guy that I'm probably going to avoid. Those are some fades for me.
See, we're getting a question here on Twitch from Reed Phillips Rad. He wants to know, he says, his golf question is Tony Finau, where he be now? Tony was pretty good at the PGA Championship, and you mentioned you're looking for accuracy more so than length. This is a big course, though. It's over 7,500 yards, so certainly that won't help Tony. Xander just got his big signature win at the PGA. We know Tony is searching for one of those big-time elevated event major championship wins. Any chance you could be on Finau this week?
First of all, I'm aware of who Reed Phillips is, so thanks for the question. That's cool that he's watching watching us here. Tony Finau is one of those guys that I kind of tend to get wrong, but I haven't really been on him all this entire year, whether it's DFS or in the betting market. It really hasn't burned me. I think Tony Finau has the talent, but you mentioned it. The accuracy, not really there. The putting is really not been there. And I did mention Team Nopet can succeed on this course. So maybe I didn't mention it, but like that is a thing. But I don't think Tony Finau can do it for four rounds. I think he's a guy that if you wanted to play him in Showdown, for example, or you wanted to do a round matchup and play Tony Finau at a good number, I don't hate that. But I just don't think the game is in a state where you can lean on him for four rounds like you might be able to with Hovland, Morikawa, Scotty Scheffler, Xander Schauffele. So there's just no way I'm going to be on him, certainly not in the outright market, and I'm not going to be on him in the top 10, top 20 market either.
So, see, we got the Memorial starting Thursday. We got the U.S. Open next week at Pinehurst. And you were mentioning it, like, Will Zalatoris 60-1 this week. You can get him 25-1 at some shops for next week. I'm sure you're already thinking about kind of the certain golfers that you might attack at Pinehurst. Or any early thoughts from you on maybe any guys that you like next week at the U.S. Open?
I'll say this, the golfers I'm targeting next week are likely going to be very similar to the golfers I'm targeting this week. So for those of you out there that think somebody's going to be like really successful this week, but their number at the US Open is kind of long or longer than you think, you might want to bet that number now. And because like if you're right that they're successful this week, then that number likely gets shorter. The names that come to mind, you know, Ludwig, I really want to see what the state of his game, like maybe we see him in the first round and he's electric, the number doesn't move and you get him, I think at 20-1, next week at the US Open is around where his odds are. I think Victor Hovland is interesting because he also might be back. We talk about Morikawa in glowing terms, but Hovland could be back as well. So I think Hovland, Brooks Koepka, and probably Ludwig are the ones I'm looking at right now. But I haven't, full disclosure, I haven't placed a bet yet on the US Open.
See, one more before I let you go. Parley is throwing one in the chat. I think this golfer is really interesting this week. I bet him way too many times. Wyndham Clark, 45-1 yes. at the Memorial. Your thoughts on Wyndham?
So I made the mistake. This might be my way of answering the question of betting Wyndham Clark last time out. And I guess that was the PGA Championship. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. And that number also, it opened at 30. Then it went to 33-1. And then in some markets, it went to 40 and 45-1. And I was like, okay, I'm on the wrong side of this from a closing value standpoint. But hopefully at 33-1, I can still get it. Something's wrong with Wyndham Clark. However, again, it's been a few weeks since we've seen it. And if I'm going to make the argument about Will Zalatoris that 75-1 is a good number for him and that maybe the last few weeks he's kind of turned the little things around that he's messed up, I could make the same argument for a big game hunter like Wyndham Clark. So I don't hate it. Honestly, Wyndham Clark probably should be in the 45 to 50-1 range. I can't remember the number you just said, but it was in that, okay, 45-1. I don't hate that number. I don't think I'm going to get around to betting it, but it's a good call because we haven't seen enough of him lately to say, all right, he's completely off of my card.
I love weeks like this, Sia, where there are just so many good golfers in the field and you scroll through and you're like, man, that seems like a little high of a price on one guy. And Wyndham this week maybe could be that guy. Sia Najad, you can follow him on X at Sia Najad, analyst and host for Monumental Sports Network and Sportsline. Sia, really appreciate the time, man. Good luck to you this week. We'll catch up again soon.
PJ, absolutely love it. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Great stuff there from Sia. Let's keep it going on a Tee It Up Tuesday as we continue previewing the Memorial Tournament. And as Sia and I were discussing, this course is really tough. Outside of the major championships, this course at Jack's Place, Muirfield Village, consistently one of the hardest courses on the PGA Tour. Par 72, 7,571 yards. It reminds me a lot of when we talk about the Masters, right? The Masters, Augusta National, has four par fives on the golf course. Memorial is the same way, and those are the only holes year after year that play under par. So Parley was talking about Wyndham Clark. He's one of the best golfers on the PGA Tour in par five scoring average, and that could be a big benefit for him this week. The par threes on this course, the par fours on this course, really tough. You got to attack the par fives. You got to make birdies. You probably got to sprinkle some eagles in there as well. But this course, the rough is really tough. You got to be accurate. You got to be in the fairway. So I agree with Sia. Even though it's a long golf course, you got to be in the fairway this week. And it's one of the most important things I'm looking for. You also got to be an accurate iron player. These greens are extremely fast. So if you are in the fairway and you're hitting your approach shots into the green, you got to be on the right levels of the green. So very important this week that you got to be a good ball striker, got to be accurate, and got to be good with your iron approach game as well. He was mentioning some of the golfers that I'm targeting this week. Colin Morikawa, 12-1. Don't know if I want to bet Morikawa to win just because that price seems a little low, but the ball striking is back. His iron play is elite, but the putter with Colin, that's really what it comes down to him for every tournament. If he's not putting the ball well, he's not going to win. If he is putting the ball well, he is going to win. So I think top 10 for Colin at plus money isn't a bad look. Would not bet him to win, though. Victor Hovland is also very intriguing. It looks like Victor Hovland's going to do the same thing this season that he did last season. First half of the PGA Tour season is kind of just like stuck in neutral, really isn't getting that consistent like top 15, top 10 that we were seeing towards the end of last year. But last year, his season flipped at the PGA Championship. He finished runner-up, and then he took off, and he actually won this tournament, the Memorial, last year. He's the defending champion. Well, look at what happened. Victor is coming off a third-place finish at the PGA Championship, and now he comes into this tournament. He's got his swing coach, Joe Mayo, back with him. It looked like Victor is set up for another big week, so I certainly like that. Ludwig, though, is my guy this week. The Memorial Tournament the past 6 years has kind of, the winner of this tournament hasn't been the number one player in the world. It hasn't been like a future Hall of Famer. It hasn't been like a Scotty. It hasn't been a Rory. It's been like the guy that's the next up-and-coming superstar. It's the guy when you watch the game of golf isn't quite established yet, but like they're kind of on that next level, and Ludwig is just the perfect guy this week. See, you mentioned, it's really all about the injury. That's my only concern with Ludwig in that knee. The last time that we saw him, he missed the cut at the PGA, but you want a guy who's accurate. You want a guy that's a good ball striker. You want a guy that's a good iron player. You want a guy that's good in every facet of his game. It's Ludwig. So as long as he's walking around healthy, I think he's going to have a big week. I certainly think he's worth a bet. Just hope that he's healthy, and I think he's going to be in contention this week. Also, some long shots that I would consider. Sahith Theegala, 40-1. Jordan Spieth and Sahith Theegala, I think, have very similar games. Spieth, the last 5 years at this course, has finished top 20 or better. He's actually plus money this year to finish in the top 20, so that could be worth a bet for Spieth. But the Gala's the same kind of player. A little wayward off the tee, which gets you nervous, but an excellent iron player, and he's so good around the greens. He's an excellent chipper and an excellent putter as well. So I think Sahith is a look. And then we've been betting this guy a lot this year, but I'm going right back to the well with Ben On at 45-1, one of the longest hitters on tour. And Benny On has been playing difficult golf courses really well this year, and this is going to be an extremely difficult golf course. He finished runner-up here about 5 years ago, so he knows that he can play well here, has some good course history. 45-1, Benny On is a long shot, along with Sahith Theegala, that I would look at for this week at the Memorial. All right, let's talk some baseball. We got a loaded slate here as it's time to dive in to Big League Peach. We will start with the Royals and the Guardians at 6:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Tristan McKenzie going up against Seth Lugo, which is important because Seth Lugo this season has a 9-1 record for Kansas City. The Royals are 9-3 in games in which he takes the mound. He's got a 1.72 ERA this year, like the Royals, at even money tonight to beat the Guardians. Then we got the Dodgers at the Pirates. LA on the road in Pittsburgh, which is key because Tyler Glasnow's home and road splits, very different. At Chavez Ravine, 4.07 ERA on the road, 1.69 ERA for Tyler Glasnow. Going up against a Pirates offense that isn't all that great, I'll take the Dodgers on the run line tonight at minus 110. Then we got the Brewers and the Phillies. Colin Ray going up against Christopher Sanchez. So much talk about Wheeler and Ranger Suarez and Aaron Nola this year. How good has Christopher Sanchez been for the Phillies? In 7 of his last 9 starts, he's given up 2 earned runs or fewer. I'll take the under 9 in Brewers and Phillies. Then we got the Rays and the Marlins. Jesus Luzardo going up against Ryan Pepiot for the Rays. Rays are a small favorite at minus 120. I'm going to pass on this game. Seems like it's a little short. Seems like it's a little stinky. The Marlins are a team that I can never get right, so I'll pass there. I like the Nats to bounce back tonight with Trevor Williams on the mound. It's been very good for Washington this year. Mets won last night. It was a close game. I think the Nats get the dub tonight. I also like the under 8 runs in Yankees and Twins. Luis Gil for the Yankees has been awesome this year. 38-2 innings pitched in the month of May, and he only gave up 3 earned runs. He's been really, really good. Bailey Ober's on the mound for Minnesota. I think it's a low-scoring game tonight. I'll go under 8 in Yanks and Twins. Corbin Burns tonight on the mound against Garrett Richards and Orioles and Blue Jays. I'll take the first 5 under 4 at even money. Every Corbin Burns games, it feels like, is the same, where the first 4 or 5 innings, not much runs. Both teams, both sides, aren't scoring. And then in the 6, 7, and 8 innings, that's when the runs start to pick up. So I'll take first 5 under in Orioles and Blue Jays. Then we got Max Fried going up against Cutter Crawford and Braves and Red Sox. Gonna pass on this game. Obviously, you have an interleague matchup between Boston and Atlanta. Crawford was good earlier in the year, hasn't been good as of late. Max Fried's been really good in his last couple starts, but he's pitching at Fenway, which is obviously a hitter's ballpark, so I'm gonna stay away. Imanaga looks to bounce back for the Cubs tonight after that performance against the Brewers, and good thing for him, he's facing the White Sox. I'll take the under 9 in Cubs and White Sox there in a battle of Chicago. Rangers and Tigers. Jack Flaherty against Dane Dunning. Tigers won last night behind Tarik Skubal. I'll take the Tigers again tonight with Jack Flaherty, who's also been very good for them this season. Cardinals-Astros, I have a feeling, is going to be a series where we see a lot of runs. Overhit last night, 7-4 ball game. Could see something very similar tonight, I'll take another over. Reds and Rockies, I'll pass on that game. The line really made no sense yesterday. It was like a pick 'em. The Reds won by 10 runs, so I'm staying away. I do like the Angels tonight at minus 105 with Patrick Sandoval on the mound. Angels beat the Padres in a low-scoring game last night. Could see a similar thing tonight. I'll take the Halos. I like the under 7 in Mariners and A's with George Kirby on the mound. And then give me Kyle Harrison and the Giants at plus 100 against the D-backs tonight. Kyle Harrison, when he's on the mound, the Giants usually win games. I'll take them at plus 100. All right, time for some playoff feed. We got game one of the NBA Finals starting on Thursday. We've talked about the fact that I love Dallas in game one. I think they're going to win the game. I take them plus the points. I take them on the money line as well. But each day leading up to game one of the NBA Finals, we're going to give out a different player prop. Yesterday, I gave out Kyrie over 23.5 points in game one. I think game one for Dallas and Boston feels very similar to game one of Minnesota and Denver. When Anthony Edwards and the Wolves won game seven, he's on TNT talking about how he's going to guard Kyrie and he's ready for the matchup. Kyrie came out and just showed us why he's Kyrie Irving, and he's still really, really good. He's going into Boston, obviously a place where he doesn't like very much and a place that doesn't like him very much. I think he's going to be ultra motivated, and he's really the only guy on that Dallas roster that has played in an NBA Finals. So I think while a lot of other guys on that team kind of work out their nerves and get into the flow of the game, Kyrie's going to carry the load for them a little bit, especially in the first half. So I'll take Kyrie over points. I also like PJ Washington over rebounds at 5.5. Got to lay some juice at minus 130, but I was going through PJ Washington's entire NBA playoffs so far. He's only had one game the entire playoffs where he had fewer than 5 rebounds, and that was a game where he had 4 rebounds against the Clippers all the way in the first round. This prop is sitting at 5.5. He's had 5 rebounds a bunch of times in the playoffs, but I think in this series against Boston, where this is going to be a series that's really dictated by the guards, we know Boston can put out Tatum and Derek White and Drew Holiday and Jaylen Brown and kind of spread the floor. Dallas is going to have to match that. I think they're going to need PJ Washington to rebound in this series, so I'll go over 5.5 rebounds for PJ Washington. And then also in the Stanley Cup playoffs in game one, looking at Conn Smythe winner, Connor McDavid obviously the favorite at plus 200, no surprise there, but the Florida Panthers, you're getting some interesting prices. Bobrovsky and Barkov are both plus 400, but I'm looking at Matthew Tkachuk at plus 600. He's the Panthers' best player, and even though he's not having the postseason this year that he did last year, I think going against McDavid in the Cup Final could bring out the best in him and prove to us once again why he is one of the best players in the NHL. So I think plus 600 for Tkachuk certainly is worth a bet. Like Florida in the series, like them series spread, -1.5 at plus 155. It is interesting, the long layoff between a bunch of the games in this series, because it's like a 7.5-hour flight from Florida to Edmonton. So maybe that favors the Oilers a little bit, just because they can kind of refresh, and they're a team that relies so much on their offense and wanting to kind of push the pace a little bit. But I like Florida in the series. I think they win it in either 5 or 6 games, and I think Tkachuk at plus 600, certainly worth a look to win the Conn Smythe. Let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Kate Constable joining us here on a Tuesday. Looking forward to hearing Kate's thoughts on the NBA Finals. Kate, before we talk about that, what are some of the 5-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hey, BJ, yeah, 5-star plays on the diamond today. Dodgers on the run line, -1.5 against the Pirates. Dodgers have covered the run line in 4 of their last 5 games. They've been playing great lately. They've scored 22 runs across those 5 games. And Tyler Glasnow is on the mound for the Dodgers, going up against Jared Jones, the rookie for Pittsburgh. And he's been great on the road this year. So I like the Dodgers, -1.5 in Pittsburgh. That is the 5-star best bet of the day.
All right, very good. Kate, how about yourself? What is your favorite play for today?
Yeah, PJ, my favorite play, I'm going to go with the home run prop. You don't see me doing these all that often, but Bailey Ober is on the mound for the Twins today, so we're going to look at a Yankees player to homer off of him, and I'm going to go with Alex Verdugo. He has 8 home runs on the season, the 4th most among all Yankee players, and I mean, let's be real. Like, Aaron Judge, sure, you could take him to hit a home run. He's probably going to, but his odds are plus 175. That's not worth it for a home run bet. So Verdugo, as a lefty, Matchup advantage facing right-handed pitcher Bailey Ober. Six of Verdugo's eight homers have come against righties. He's slugging .791 against them. And Ober's allowed five home runs in his last six games, just gave up three to the Royals in his last outing. So I'm going Alex Verdugo to have a home run tonight. You can get that for like plus +750 at some places. So do some shopping before you bet that.
All right, very good. Kate, let's talk about the NBA Finals. The series starts on Thursday. Long layoff as we're just all previewing this game, waiting for it to start and the series to start. Your thoughts here on game one? Boston favored by 6.5, total 214.5. Anything that you're betting in game one, side or total?
Yeah, I think the 6.5 is a little too much. I'm going to take the Mavs in game one. I also think that they could just win this game outright. I mean, they're going to have to. We're going to want to try and steal at least one of these games in Boston, right? They don't want to go back home down 0-2. And I think the first one could be the one that they steal. We don't know if Porzingis is going to be playing. It sounds like he will, but what is he going to actually be like on the floor? What's his conditioning going to be like? How effective is he going to be? I think in that sense, just looking at Porzingis, that the Mavs have the matchup advantage in the front court, because otherwise, even if Porzingis is 60%, that Celtics front court is still kind of thin with him not being 100%. You have Kyrie and Luka who can match the scoring of Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And Kyrie and Luka are closers. We saw that against Minnesota in that Western Conference Finals series. Those games were extremely close. You give the ball to Kyrie or Luka at the end of the game and they're going to get it done. So if this game is close, I would certainly sprinkle a little on the money line for the Mavs to win this one, just knowing that those two players for Dallas can get things done in the clutch.
I'm with you. I like Dallas in game one. I'm on Boston, though, to win the series. Kate, how about yourself? Who do you think wins the finals?
I do think Boston wins the finals, but I think it's worth betting the Mavs plus 1.5 games in this series. I could see this going seven, it being a back and forth series again. I just talked about Kyrie and Luka being so clutch and being closers. I think that's going to come up big because against the Pacers for Boston, the Pacers couldn't close out games. They were leading at the end in a lot of those, and they weren't able to do it. Now, that's not going to be the same case for Boston against this Mavs team. So I think we're going back and forth a ton in this series. I think it goes the distance, and I agree Boston is likely the team to come out and win this one, but Mavs plus 1.5 games on the series spread is pretty enticing to me.
Any other like specialty bets that you like, Kate? You mentioned you like maybe Dallas series spread plus 1.5. I was talking yesterday. There's this BetMGM special. Kyrie, 20 or more points in every game of the series is like 3-1. Maybe you like somebody for finals MVP. Anything else that you're looking at that maybe you've already bet, you're thinking about betting in some of these specialty markets?
Yeah, I think if you like the Celtics to win the finals, bet Jason Tatum to win MVP because you're getting a significantly better number. Tatum is minus 120 for MVP over at BetMGM, where the Celtics, if you're just taking them to win the series, minus 225. Same with the Mavs. Mavs are plus 180 to win the series. Luka is plus 200. I really don't see a path that Kyrie Irving is able to win finals MVP. His number reflects that, 18-1. So I think that this is a Luka spot for Dallas. Maybe Jaylen Brown wins it for the Celtics. He did just win Eastern Conference Finals MVP, so I wonder, you know, if Brown and Tatum are similar. Maybe they give this one to Tatum, knowing Brown just had the Eastern Conference Finals. So that's one way that I'm going to be betting the series and MVP is if I like the Celtics, take Tatum. If I like the Mavs, take Luka.
In agreement with you. I think both are good options. She's Kate Constable joining us here on Send It In. Kate, great stuff as always. Enjoy the finals, and we'll catch up again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, PJ.
For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis, from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, folks, time to wrap the show now with PJ's plays. And Ryan Mountcastle really did me dirty yesterday. 8 in a row. He's the Prime Minister of Canada. Dude loves hitting at Rogers Center. He was 6-for-14 against Gausman, goes 0-for yesterday. So you guys know the drill. You should probably bet him today because that's how that works. But I'll take Bo Bichette to start a new streak today. He's 4-for-7 against Corbin Burns. I told you Bo Bichette is also an Orioles killer. He did have a base hit yesterday. I'll take Bo to get another base knock as well. My prop lock is going to be that PJ Washington over 5.5 rebounds prop at -130. Think that's a really good look. I like the Royals on the money line as my dog of the day against Cleveland. Seth Lugo on the mound for Kansas City. The Royals 9-3 this season in games in which Lugo starts. I'll take that at +100. Shawnee Sharp, real quick, we got the Battle of Chicago today. What are you on?
Yeah, Peach, just bring me the pain. I'm going with the White Sox money line, +240. I can never bet for the Cubs or with the Cubs, so it'd be very baseball for Shota to get shelled by my White Sox. So why not sprinkle a little bit on the money line?
All right, fair enough. And then my best bet, I'll take Patrick Cantlay to finish in the top 20 at -120. I know Sia was talking about the fact he doesn't really like Cantlay this week. I can understand why. He's not in great form. But Cantlay is the kind of golfer that he just always seems to play certain courses well. And I can't ignore the fact that his last six times he's played here, he's finished in the top five, four of those six times at -120. Think it's a fair price. I'll take Cantlay, top 20. Also breaking news that Christian McCaffrey is signing a two-year extension with the 49ers. So some big news there. 19 mil per year as well. Obviously a great year for CMC. Recap real quick, our best bets for today. Bo Bichette's our guy in going streaking. PJ Washington over 5.5 rebounds in game one is our prop lock. Royals money line, dog of the day. Shawnee Sharp's going with the White Sox on the money line, and Patrick Cantlay to finish top 20 at the Memorial is going to be my best bet. Thanks again to Sia and Kate. Hope you guys enjoyed the show. You missed anything, go check it out on the Send It In podcast, where wherever you get your podcast. Listen, rate, subscribe, review, and we'll see you tomorrow for a wonderful Wednesday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.